Good evening and welcome to Focus on the Foothills. My name is Angela. I'm talking with Kristen Staley. She's with the Ruby Purdue Blackburn Adult Daycare. And we haven't talked to you guys in a while. So, Kristen, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
So, give us a background and overview in case folks are not familiar with what the Ruby Purdue Blackburn Adult Daycare Center is. What do you do? What services do you provide there?
All right. We are a day program, as you said. We're open from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. We provide a safe place for everybody to be, anybody with a disability, anybody with a stroke that's had any kind of health issues. We specialize in dementia and Alzheimer's patients. We have a locked facility. Our whole entire building is locked. We have 10,000 square feet for them to roam. We have a gated garden that is, since on these nice days, it's really nice to go outside. We have a full-time nurse on staff for 8 hours a day. Everybody's CPR and first aid certified. We make sure that they have a breakfast, a nutritious breakfast, a nutritious lunch, and a nutritious snack during the day. We have enriching activities throughout the day. It may be physical, mental. We try to work on every aspect of the person. We make sure that we cater our activities to fit the person and what they might like and what they might like to do and what they enjoy. And but we just provide a safe, enriching environment for everybody to anybody that wants to bring their person during the day. If they have groceries to go get, errands to run, if they need to work during the day, we're just an alternative to placement, long-term placement. If you want to keep your person, your loved one at home with you longer than having to place them in long-term care, this is your alternative.
And the way this is set up, someone could take advantage or use the services that you have every day or just pick certain days, right, to bring their loved one by?
Yes, you get to make your own schedule, whether it's Monday through Friday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Tuesday, whatever you want to do. If it's one day a month, if you just need to get out with your friends or go to the grocery store or pay your bills once a month, you can also utilize us with that. If you just want to stay a couple hours a day, I mean, you don't have to stay. You can stay 2 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours. The cost is essentially the same however long you use us.
Okay. And you're located physically where?
We're at 1915 West Park Drive, Suite 200 in North Wilkesboro, North Carolina. Our telephone number is 336-667-2541.
And you're open 12 hours a day?
We are, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday.
And is it set up where if someone wanted to come by and maybe tour the daycare center, could they do that?
Yes, ma'am. We can set up tours anytime. You can walk in. We do ask that you make an appointment, but if you don't have time to make an appointment, you can just walk in anytime between 8 and 4, something like that. The first visit is actually free. You can set up a trial visit, and we ask that you bring your loved one at least 4 hours that day, and then you can see how they like our program, how they fit into our program, and then there's no waiting list, so enrollment is as good as tomorrow. You know, you can come anytime, but the trial visit is always free. We use that as a stepping stone to try to encourage the families to utilize us and encourage the participant to like us and see if they fit well in our program.
Kristen, sometimes people feel like they are failing if they're not able to take care of their loved one at home by themselves, but that is a full-time job, and that is stressful for anyone to have to take care of someone and try to provide their own needs and the needs for someone else around the clock without help. So do you encounter that where people somehow feel like, you know, I have failed, but that's not what this is about. This is to come alongside you and help you with your loved one.
Yeah, caregiver exhaustion, caregiver stress, that, I mean, those are leading causes to major medical issues. And you have to take care of yourself before you can take care of someone else. You know, when an airplane crashes, they always tell you to put your oxygen on first so that you can help other people around you. We are not, we're not an excuse. We're not, you know, nothing like that. We're here to help anyone that needs our help in our community, to assist. That's why we go so far as to make sure that anybody that thinks they have the inability to pay, no one is ever turned away. We have several donors. We do our scholarship program, and it's an in-house program that anybody can fill out a scholarship form and assess your ability to pay, and we pay portions of your tuition to go there, or we can put you on a grant or anything like that. No, using us as not giving up, or, you know, using, as I said, as an excuse. It's literally, it's helping you help them. It's what's best for them. Now, I mean, you might think that you're doing best for your loved one by keeping them at home, but honestly, everybody needs socialization. If they're just cooped up all day long looking at the same walls, they're going to get depressed as well, and you're going to get depressed trying to take care of somebody depressed. And so it's just a nasty, nasty routine, and we try to break that.
And the programs and activities that you offer are really beneficial for cognitive issues. I mean, this is actually beneficial for your loved one if you bring them by there.
Yes, ma'am. We keep them engaged throughout the day doing different programs, different activities. We have things, you know, if you don't use it, you lose it. We try to make sure that they can do word searches, simple math-ish problems, crafting activities that use their mobile and their textile abilities. We have a lady that comes by from Silver Sneakers, and she does seated chair exercises 3 times a week. We have people from the community that come inside, and they do Bible study with them. They do a music program with them. We make sure we do music in memory. We do all the oldie songs. That way it kind of sparks something and they remember. Lots of times you'll come by, we're up dancing and cutting up, playing noodle ball, parachute ball. It's spring now, so we'll start planting things in our raised beds, and it's a lot of fun to go out and harvest the things that you help cultivate, and then we go in and cook them for them. We have a lot of kitchen exercises where several of them will come into our kitchen, because it is also handicap accessible as well as everything in our building. But they can help me cook snacks. We do peach cobblers, banana pudding, something simple that they recall from their childhood and something that they can do, and they feel a sense of accomplishment by doing those things that they're not capable of doing at home because right. They don't have the proper supervision. So we try to bring a lot of happiness and sense of purpose for someone.
And I'm sure this will help your loved one to feel like they still retain a lot of their independence this way. Even though they're at the center, you are helping them to do things themselves. So they're helping to maintain their independence to a certain degree.
Yes, ma'am. We do everything that we can. We have some participants that are up walking, no assistance, cognitively, not much impairment. We do. We have some people that are in wheelchairs because they may have had a stroke or some kind of diagnosis. And then we have those that are total care, and they all kind of mingle together. And so we can take care of them as they progress in their health issues, because we are a healthcare center. We have CNAs on staff. We have nurses on staff. Everybody's CPR and first aid certified on staff. We're certified in I'm Safe, You're Safe, which is a training technique that we use to distract someone or to change the setting, make sure everyone is safe in everything that they do.
Do you have a website or Facebook page where people can get more information about where you are and what you do and the services that you provide?
We have both. Our Facebook page has more up-to-date daily photos of crafting and the activities that go on every day, and that's under the Ruby Purdue Blackburn Adult Day Healthcare Center. And then we also have a website, and it's under adultdaycare.com.
All right, so two different ways then that you can see for yourself. And again, you could, I guess the third way is you can come by and visit. What is the phone number?
336-667-2541.
And again, if you're concerned about some financial issues, if you'll be able to afford it or whatever, there are different avenues that they can get assistance for paying for the services there, right?
Yes, ma'am. And no one's ever turned away with the inability to pay. And if you compare our services with other services, as far as being affordable, it's incredibly less, more or less than home health or private, let's say a private sitter that you're paying.
What is the first step? If someone is listening right now and they are thinking, okay, I'm going to have to do this. I need to reach out to these people. I'm a full-time caregiver and I need help so that I can take care of myself and my loved one. What is the process, the first step that they need to make to get in touch with you guys and get this process going?
Give us a call and set up an appointment to come and tour the building. You can bring your loved one with you, and we can take care of them while you're touring, or you can come alone or with some more supportive family members. We'll sit down, we'll talk about everything, we'll talk about your needs, about your loved one, we'll walk through the building, and then there's a set packet of paperwork that needs to be filled out by you and your family, as well as a set packet that would need to be filled out by their physician. Very simple. You know, you drop it off, you pick it back up, you bring everything. Once you get all that completed, then you would give us a call, set up a trial visit, bring your papers, your loved one at the same time, and then we just get the ball rolling from there. It's a very simple process.
And again, whether you're using Monday through Friday or just one day a week, one day a month, or 2 or 3 days a month, you can establish the schedule yourself with the center.
Yes, this is all based on you. It's what you need, not us. It's what you need. So everything is set with the families.
And a trained staff there at the center. Is there something, Kristen, that I haven't asked about that you think is important that folks need to know?
I don't think so. I know that a lot of people don't know about us, and we've been in business for over 12 years now, and still a lot of people don't know that we exist and that we can be helpful. A lot of people that come in first time, they're exhausted, they're overwhelmed, and all it takes is a 5-minute conversation. We tell you what we can do for you and how that we can help you, and it's like a load lifted off the caregiver, and you can see a tremendous change in both the participant and the caregiver within a week or 2 weeks, because routine is key. I know you don't have to come every day, but if you do something every single day or every other day, or you establish a routine, it's better for you mentally and physically. So, I mean, you can see a tremendous difference in just a week or so of us helping families.
And as she was talking about, that a lot of people still don't know, use this as word of mouth. If you're at work, if you're at church, and someone is talking about that they are a caregiver, or someone in their family is a caregiver, and they're talking about that they need assistance or they need help and wonder what they can do here in Wilkes County, here's a good place to start with the Ruby Purdue Blackburn Adult Daycare Center. It is a health care center. You can find out more on the Facebook page or on their website. You can call and do a tour, but mention this to people. When you hear somebody talking, then mention, say, hey, I heard on 3WC about that there is a place in Wilkes County, the Ruby Purdue Blackburn Center, that you can go to. So, again, the phone number is
336-667-2541.
Check them out on Facebook, their website, the Ruby Purdue Blackburn Adult Daycare Center, and they are there to help. All right, Kristen Slavely, thank you so much for being with us today. We do appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, this has been Focus on the Foothills. Coming up, more music on the way next.